The Princess of Wales has announced that she has cancer. Kate Middleton is in the early stages of treatment after the cancer was found in tests, and she's undergoing chemotherapy. Well, details of the cancer have not been made public, but Kensington Palace says it is confident the princess will make a full recovery. In a video statement, Catherine says it was a huge shock after an incredibly tough couple of months.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock.
Now that is Princess Catherine, the Princess of Wales. I spoke just moments ago with our correspondent in London, Ollie Barrett.
This is breaking this statement in the form of a video message from the Princess of Wales, Catherine, saying that she is in the early stages of treatment for cancer. She doesn't say what type of cancer, but she does say that this cancer was discovered when she had that abdominal surgery back in January. She also says that when that abdominal surgery took place, it was thought to have been a success. It wasn't initially known that there was any type of cancer involved in her health. But she says that tests after the operation found that cancer had been present, and she's been advised by her medical team to undergo what she calls a course of preventative chemotherapy. She describes herself as being in the early stages of that treatment. So this is a major announcement clearly from the Princess of Wales about her health. We understand that the video message was filmed at Windsor Castle on Wednesday. So certainly part of the family have known for a little while. We're also told that the chemotherapy treatment started in late February, and that you'll remember there was a moment in February when Prince William, her husband, at the last minute dropped out of a funeral for a member of the Greek royal family. It wasn't explained why at the time. We now know that this is why. It was because of the discovery of Catherine's cancer diagnosis in late February. Beyond that, we are getting very clear guidance. We're not going to get a blow-by-blow update when it comes to Catherine's health from now on. You'll remember that she was due to return to royal duty sometime after Easter. Because of this, we, of course, don't know exactly when her return fully to the public eye might take place. The guidance we're getting from the palace is certainly that Kate is focused on what they describe as a full recovery.
And of course, there have been so many rumours that have been swirling around social media and also appearing in the mainstream media about the princess, about her medical condition. Will this video statement, do you think, largely put a lot of that to bed?
Well, it puts a lot of those rumours and the conspiracy theories to bed in the sense that we now know that we know for a fact that they were wrong, given what she has told us. I mean, it clearly won't end the speculation about Catherine's health. And one of the reasons for that is that she doesn't tell us exactly what type of cancer she has, what type of treatment she is undergoing exactly, beyond saying that it's preventative chemotherapy. The king, of course, has cancer too. We don't know what type of cancer he has. So the speculation won't end. But I think that this message, this update from the Princess of Wales, obviously puts to bed some of the more outlandish theories that have been circulating around the internet, all of which we knew were unconfirmed and unverified and appeared to have no basis in fact. But this update explains some of the things that have taken place in recent weeks, as I say, not least Prince William's absence from that funeral service that took place in February. It clearly goes to answering a lot of the questions that a lot of the public have had, and many of those questions now will be replaced by great concern for Catherine, given this latest announcement.
How much can the public trust what is being said? Because certainly when the photograph row erupted a couple of weeks ago, some news agencies went as far as saying that they didn't consider Kensington Palace, the home of the Prince and Princess of Wales, they no longer considered Kensington Palace was a good source of information. So will this, you know, is there the danger that this video message could yet fuel some areas of speculation?
Well, I think Kensington Palace are aware that the photograph incident was a misstep. That clearly came out of a lot of the speculation that was going on online. We had been given guidance that actually we wouldn't be hearing from and seeing Catherine very much. But as those rumours circulated and the speculation intensified because of her absence and the vacuum that that left and the speculation it led to, clearly William and Catherine decided to put something out in the public domain. And it obviously didn't go according to plan. I mean, I don't think there's any sense in which the news agencies will feel that there's any reason to doubt anything that has been set out by Catherine today. But again, there has been that call for privacy from Catherine and Prince William. And as I say, not great amounts of detail about exactly what is going. And for many people, that will just, again, leave a vacuum for speculation. That is inevitable in something like this. But I think the palace also feel that what is a personal and difficult message, clearly, for Catherine to deliver in the grounds of Windsor Castle, they will hope that that will mean that much of the speculation will disappear and that for the most part, the announcement from the palace will lead to sympathy and a feeling that she should be afforded her privacy rather than ongoing speculation online and in the media.
You mentioned that this comes as the king also is undergoing cancer treatment. Also in the message, she talks about her three young children who she's had to break the news to. This is coming at a pretty pressurised time for the royal family.
It's a difficult time for the royals, not least because one of the ways that they exist as an institution is to be seen, is to do those public events and those royal engagements that that they are so well known for, that normally the King and the Princess of Wales would be carrying out dozens of each year, hundreds of when it comes to the year, the four most senior royals together sometimes. Clearly, Charles isn't doing them at the moment. Catherine isn't doing them at the moment. The Queen, Camilla, has had to initially reduce the engagements that she was taking part in when the King first got his cancer diagnosis. William has clearly taken some time out of his schedule when Catherine was in hospital. And as we've mentioned, when he missed that funeral service, and he will clearly want to be spending as much time with her and the family as possible. So four of the most senior royals, you know, there is going to be less of them visible than is normal. That is a very difficult place for the royal family to be.
That is Ollie Barrett, our correspondent in London. I was speaking with him just a few moments before we came to air here on Saturday morning on RNZ National.